Visiting today with Aspen Fitzer from the Stigler FFA chapter. She's one of our area stars for agribusiness. Let's talk a little bit about your project.
Actually, I raise honeybees. I'm a fifth-generation beekeeper. And not only have we continued the traditional honey sales, we also made a line of beeswax-infused products.
So what inspired you to do this? Why do you love the bees so much?
Actually, my peepaw inspired me to do this. Ever since I can remember, I had always helped my peepaw, and then after a tragic accident, we lost our peepaw, and so it just kind of made me want to do it for him.
I think people sometimes don't understand how important bees are, but I bet that you've really learned that throughout this project, haven't you?
Yes, the bees, actually, they're the ones that pollinate the flowers. Without bees, we would not have beautiful flowers out in the wild.
So, like, when people start swatting bees, I start getting upset, and I bet you do too.
Yes, it makes me so mad.
Well, and a lot of people don't realize that now, if you have a bee's nest that you would like to be removed, there's people that are happily coming to save those bees, aren't they?
Yes, we actually go and save the bees. If someone calls us, we will be there to get the bees.
Okay, so that you've heard it here first. We don't kill bees, right?
Yes, we do not kill bees.
So who else besides your peepaw, it like influenced you or helped throughout this project?
Me and my cousin are actually in it together, and so we just kind of thrive off of each other, and that's how we do it.
What are some of the biggest things you learned or some of the biggest surprises that you encountered while doing this project?
Some of the biggest surprises, it's crazy how much you learn when you're actually in the position. Like, I didn't know a lot until I actually was in the position.
How many times did you get stung?
I have not been stung that much. Actually, I've probably been stung 3 times in the 3 years that I've been doing it.
Then you're an awesome beekeeper already.
Yes.
Absolutely. Well, going forward with this project, is this something that you and your cousin plan to continue doing for forever?
Yes, we continue to do, we plan to continue our peepaw's legacy and to make sure that we always have happy customers. And also, we're going to try to expand it to the best of our ability.
And are you selling the honey now?
Yes, we sell the honey. We sell about 600 pounds a year.
And so do you go to local farmers markets and do that, or do you just get to sell it right from the place?
We actually go to fall festivals, and we have it in local storefronts.
What is the honey called?
Lone Valley Honey Farms.
Awesome. So let's think back on your last 4 years in FFA. What are some of your shining moments that you loved and you're the most proud of?
What I'm most proud of is just all my awards that I've won at, like, county livestock shows. Also, I won the Tulsa State Fair floral arrangement. I won first place in that, and that was a big moment for me.
That's awesome. What would you say that FFA has really taught you over these last 4 years?
FFA has taught me how to communicate with people. Before, I was like really quiet, and so FFA has taught me to always just get out of my box and just communicate with others.
Because if you're going to be selling bee honey and all of that kind of stuff, you have to be pretty personable, and you have to be willing to make those connections so that people will continue to buy their honey.
Yes.
Absolutely. So what's next for you in the next 4 years?
I plan to attend Oklahoma State University and get a bachelor's degree. I do not know what I'm majoring in yet.
Beekeeping?
Maybe.
And then you'll come back and keep the family legacy alive with the bees and the honey.
Yes, I will.
Absolutely.
Pass it on.
Thank you so much. Once again, that's Aspen Fitzer from the Stigler FFA chapter. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.